The baby Jesus is born.
Oh, I didn't hear Jesus. I thought you said...
Just baby was born?
Baby is born.
No.
Yeah!
Different J word.
I wasn't here last month.
I know. It was a...
I saw the numbers. Not good.
Whoa.
Like, I just... Like,
no, they... What?
No, like, the podcast numbers. Yeah. Like,
I didn't release the episode because I'm lazy. You son of
a... I'm pretty sure there was no one here either, so...
Oh. No, there was a lot of people
here.
There's at least... Rochelle was here. Brian was here for a little bit. The wine guy was here.
For a little bit. That's our favorite.
Oh, that wine guy was here?
Yeah, the wine guy was here. He loves the show. He loves it.
I love that we have a reoccurring guy named the wine guy. He's been here for like 3 episodes. No one knows his name.
No, we haven't bothered.
I don't remember names.
What's my name?
John. Sorry, John.
Yeah, everyone tell us your name real quick.
Iggy?
Oh, that's what I say. I did it like one at a time.
Did I hear someone say it's Iggy? Oh, shit.
Oh. Whoa, why?
Sorry.
How would you yell at someone's name immediately? Iggy. Oh.
I was kind of hoping Iggy Azalea was here.
Sure, yeah.
She would definitely not be the biggest thing in this room right now.
Well,
like,
I mean...
People definitely would not be, like, swarming.
She had a song, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What's she done since then?
What have you done the last 4 years?
She was in the Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
She was.
I'm pretty sure she's not hanging out in Midwest podcasts.
She could have a cousin in town.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
I don't even like her. I don't know why I got really excited.
I don't know if I think she's hot or not.
Remember that site?
Yeah, she's not.
What? Oh, you mean hot or not?
Not. Yeah. She's not.
That's what I mean. I can't decide. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like,
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't seen pictures of her, so I thought she just went
away.
You've
never seen pictures?
No, I mean, like, in the last 5 years. Why are you trying to hold my hand?
Oh, I left that.
Oh, by the way, this is Scavenger Podcast. I didn't introduce it.
Yeah.
Normally, it's to my left is John.
Yep.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Yep,
hello. And I'm Scott, and usually we just talk about conversations and stuff and have a good time.
We talk about conversations.
We talk about...
Sometimes.
Yeah, often.
That's actually what we do. We create conversations.
But then we talk about it.
We did talk about Wine Guy. That's a conversation.
It was good.
We talked about wine a lot that episode. That was 2 episodes ago. Don't... It's now... Just talk about today. Hey.
Well, what about the last 5 years, Scott? What's today?
Okay, so last year, I had a 4-year anniversary for the podcast because I said, I guarantee... At year 5, even though it's a milestone, I'll forget about it.
Yep.
I remembered earlier.
Is this seriously the 5-year milestone?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I forgot about it.
How do we not have t-shirts yet or like something? Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we have t-shirts.
Yeah, I have t-shirts. I bought this online.
What is your t-shirt?
Smash Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Super Smash. This isn't the Switch version, Mitch.
That's my
favorite.
Hasn't
come out yet.
That's my favorite PlayStation 1 game.
Oh, I like your... I don't fucking even know what it says. Hey, Nong Man. I know what that means. Is that a baseball reference?
It's a podcast reference.
Oh, great. He gets different podcast shirts, not ours.
Because we don't have them.
I'm wearing our podcast.
Yeah.
This is our podcast.
We should just, I'm dead serious, just sell gray shirts.
Oh, I have gray shirts like that at home.
Sure.
For myself. I'm not going to sell them.
Why not?
Because they'd be like night shirts for like everybody in this audience.
You need night shirts.
Night shirts.
Working on your night shirts. Covering all your bits without underwear. That's how every Bob Seger song sounds to me.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to have you rework those lyrics again.
No, they're good.
You want to rethink night shirts, Bob?
Yeah.
Turn the page. You walk into a restaurant from Robin to Harold and your long hair. Thank you, Bob.
I'm just trying to figure out what Bob Seger songs he's singing. That's a wow.
That one was Turn the Page. He said the title.
I know, but that was that at the end, too? Walking to a restaurant?
Yeah, that's part of the
song. Part of the song.
Yeah.
That, I feel like that's like...
Strung out from the cold.
Sounds like Train, Meet Virginia.
Yeah. Something wants to explode.
But, yeah, waiting to explode.
Yeah.
Anyways.
They say it doesn't bother you.
It's 5 years of this.
But it feels like 6.
I have a whole bunch of topics to talk about. One of them says anniversary.
We're like 2 years away from being like Woody Allen material. Like,
Woody,
like prime.
You're going to have to elaborate on that a little bit.
Like Woody Allen hit on us if we're 2 years older.
No, I feel like I'm way too old for Woody Allen. Oh, Woody Allen supporters are getting upset.
No, I'm sorry.
Yep, pretty sorry.
He's like,
you had 3 good movies.
All right.
We had Woody Allen and Iggy Azalea, and they both left.
What are the chances of Woody and Iggy in the same place?
Five chances.
I just loved your song, and I wanted to talk.
What's that, Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
I just love your song.
Christopher Walken and Woody Allen are really similar.
No. Explain how they're not similar.
What's the difference?
One sings. Wait. Who are the people again?
Christopher Walken technically.
Oh, Christopher Walken. I was thinking Iggy Azalea again. Like, they're so different. One is old.
They're both old.
Which one?
Both. Iggy Azalea. She's actually 93.
One directs movies.
Okay.
The other one doesn't.
Well.
Wow.
That should differentiate them.
Anyways.
Do you got topics?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of topics.
Podcast. And welcome to Scott's podcast. 5-year anniversary.
I
thought we would at least have like cupcakes or a cake or something.
I thought we'd have a format of running the show by
or now. Or whoever runs the show to promote it.
Yeah. After 5 years, I thought maybe.
My,
got this shirt.
I wore pants.
Love it.
It took 5 years where you finally got to.
Yeah.
And just,
oh, someone call ICE. This is,
call ICE?
Yeah.
Because of Conrad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Topical.
I was thinking of Arrested Development again. Do you guys ever watch that show?
I do.
Yeah.
Ice the Bounty Hunter. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the reference. That's it. I wasn't going to make a joke out of it. I'm sorry.
It's your podcast.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, man.
All right, so speaking of topical, I wrote this idea 2 months ago, so I was thinking of it. You guys hear this Yanny Laurel thing? I know it's like 2 months old by this point.
You guys find this Macarena song?
Well, I mean, so far the show has been very up to date. Iggy Azalea, Woody Allen, Arrested Development.
No, I realize. Okay, God, I don't. I know everyone has already talked about this and seen the pages on their Facebook areas and other podcasts are probably talking about this. But I realized something. I think the way that I am is because of this. Nope. I think, Mike, what am I trying to say?
All I'm thinking about is Eminem right now.
No. I think I learned something about myself with this little video.
Okay.
Because everyone says they hear this, and they hear this, and I'm supposed to do this, and I don't. And I realize.
Wait, you didn't hear anything?
No, I do, but it's.
Oh, yeah. Put in the video?
But no, I realize.
No!
Everyone's like, no, it's this. And then, like, okay, so for those who don't, who have been living under a Wi-Fi unenabled rock. Is that what the word is?
Not enabled?
Rock?
Like,
I don't know.
Like, if it's disabled?
Wi-Fi?
Whatever.
Live under.
No. Because everyone says, oh, it's like, let's do it. It sounds like either Yanny or Laurel.
Yeah.
It sounds like Yammy to me with an M.
Yeah.
But I don't care. But then they say, oh, it has to do with pitch. So people, like, just change the pitch a little bit, and you can hear both of them. I still don't hear both of them. Okay. I just hear the one, and I go, maybe this is why I'm always misunderstanding everyone, because I don't fucking know how to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know how to listen. He said baby Jesus. I thought he said baby Jesus is here. I'm like, what? Who wants baby Jesus? Nobody.
No one.
Do you think Anna Kendrick hears both? Because she's pitch perfect.
Well, I'm glad
five
you left.
Year, five no. years of this, Scott. We finally told a good joke.
That wasn't he told it, and it wasn't. He finally told a good joke. Good job, John.
Wait, what?
What? Yep. Well, he came back. Welcome back.
But is that.
No, that's not why. What?
What?
That's not why you misunderstand everybody. That's a different problem in your brain.
No, like I always.
So you honestly heard both combined?
No, there's no M in either of the words. Why did someone just gasp? Did they not know? Did they
so
hear
you heard yummy?
It's like yammy.
Yammy. Were you hungry?
But I know. I just want to try one thing, Conrad. I know Conrad probably has it queued up because it's Conrad.
I'm slacking today.
Fuck.
He's been right slacking.
Oh boy, what I'm gonna. It's my Conrad impression. So no.
He can, the racism lights.
The red and blue?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
There we go.
Racism lights. What am I talking about?
So what
about?
Do you want?
Yeah.
You started.
Well, I was going to say, because people say it has to do with pitch, they hear it on these speakers or these speakers. I kind of wanted to know what it sounded like over these speakers.
Hey.
And then we'll put it to bed and rest. And
like everyone else did 3 months ago.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Hey, does Anna Kendrick hear that perfectly? You know who else does? Brittany Snow, because she's pitch perfect too.
No. God damn it. I just so badly wanted to knock over your drink just to spite you. But then I'll have a
that was
wet.
That's like a double pun. That's nice.
Spite?
No. His joke.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
What did you do? What?
I'm trying to play the video.
Oh, sorry.
There's like a million explanations.
Yes, I know.
Why are you yelling? He's helping you.
That's my life. I yell at everyone that helps me. Okay, fine. What was that?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Danny. This thing yelly. Yeah. Yelly.
No.
It says yelly.
It says Laurel.
No. That time it says...
Everyone shut up. Who heard Yanny? Clap. This is a podcast. It's like five people out of 20.
Six, I guess.
Yeah, six.
Who heard yelly? Ah! Yelly. Ha! Yelly! It said yelly.
Who my people heard Laurel?
Yeah! And who heard Nelly? Getting hot.
What did you hear?
Why is that racist?
Gummy?
Yummy.
Yummy.
Yummy. I can see that.
No, she's calling you yummy. Like,
yeah.
She's attracted.
Yeah.
By the way, he's yummy. Not going to be the same the rest of this show. The fact that I brought that. He can't handle compliments. He's ruined. He won't even be able to bring up another topic.
It's over. He's not talking, okay?
That's good 5 years.
It's a good run.
I was in a hotel.
Okay.
Oh, what I meant.
How many times?
I had Pittsburgh 3. I don't know what you're trying to do. What's your joke?
Oh, how many times did you masturbate?
That's not what it says. I said hotel.
Yeah, you were in a hotel.
Yeah, he was leaping ahead.
Zero.
Zero?
That's not... Then why are you... What are you paying for?
Wait, what do you pay for in your hotel?
Yeah,
what
do you...
Use up all their Kleenex.
No, okay.
Okay. So, no, my brother... I did steal a lot of soap. Not stealing, it's complimentary.
So you bought it with the room.
Either way, I'm so paranoid, because like everybody... Like, in the 90s, I feel like there was a bunch of comedies or movies where like the mini bar or like taking something free was so bad. Like, so even now hotels, a lot of times, they'll just give you free water. I still call every single time. I just call it before I just... I'm like, is the water free? Like, yeah, I'm like...
But this phone call is not, sir.
No. So my brother and I, we just took a little vacation recently.
Oh, okay. I get it.
All right. Next topic.
No. I meant why you didn't masturbate, because you were sharing a hotel room with your brother.
Your brother probably did in the bathroom, though.
I don't want to know about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways.
I don't know.
So how many days was it? I feel like it's a very innocent question.
I have to think. Days or nights?
Just pick one. I don't think that.
Hours. How many hours was it?
Six.
6 days, seven nights?
No.
Did you...
I'm mad at myself because I'm thinking of a pun too, and I don't want to.
Did you drive a Chevy, or did you have some Harrison on your Ford?
That was a fucking. I was gonna say
that
I fucking hate
one.
You. I was gonna say I hate you, hate you.
Oh, hate. Hate.
She was in it.
You.
Anyways, fuck. Why we should be
fucking
no.
Hate.
Anyways, so. We're in Wisconsin, right? We're in Wisconsin.
Right. Yes. Correct. Good answer.
I don't know what's happening.
Someone buy us 5-year anniversary
Has anyone in this room been to La Crosse?
Yeah.
Okay. As you see,
there.
What's that?
I went to college there.
Okay, did you go to the scary part of La Crosse? I found out there's a scary part. We went to La Crosse on the way back because like we're not going to drive home and be home by midnight, so let's get a hotel in La Crosse. Turns out the area we got one because like my brother was like, yeah, it's a $40 hotel. Oh, how bad could it be?
$40. You were both like 30 something adults. Why can't you afford a nice hotel?
Because we wanted to. It was okay.
Seven nights.
So it turns out this is just a little precursor to the story that I'm going to tell you. My Wi-Fi is not connecting.
Is that the precursor?
No. Preface? Anyways. So, like, $40 a night, whatever. It's a hotel. How bad could it be? It was like a Motel 6, so it's not like it's Jim Bob's Hotel by the water. It wasn't anything weird.
Jim Bob's Motel 6.
If you 6. Took away Motel 6, it said Jim Bob's Hotel.
So, we get in there, and we had, like, continental breakfasts all week. They said, be in the lobby at 6 to 10 to get coffee.
Yeah.
That's all it was. There was no Wi-Fi. The TV was a CRT TV, or tube television, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we couldn't see half of the screen because it was widescreen, and this was just a full screen, and there were subtitles we couldn't read.
You paid $40?
Yes.
Yeah, what were you expecting?
There was no Kleenex. The thing was in the wall. Well, the slot to put the box. Yeah.
Yeah, I was probably there for some shitty gig, and that's what they give you.
They had soap, one bar of soap.
Not anymore.
How many bars of soap do you need?
No, I'm just saying, like, there was one bar of soap. Usually they give you one by the sink and by the shower. And there was just one bar and no shampoo or anything. It was just small little things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
for two people, $40.
I don't think I'm going to get through my whole list tonight of topics. This is only number two. Okay, so this fact, once we got in the room, I was like, what is it like here? So I typed La Crosse crime rates in Google. Turns out, within Wisconsin, more than 96% of the communities have a lower crime rate than La Crosse. Within Wisconsin, 96 have a lower crime rate.
So they're top 4%.
They're the top 3 in percentile.
What's the name of the motel?
I don't know. It was a Motel 6. But then I went down, I scrolled down,
murder house.
And I went to the area and said, hey, here are all the areas in the crime reports in the areas. And like blue is safest, white is not safe. And then like La Crosse area was like by the school was like just dark blue, was nice. And then where we were was like
dark white.
Yeah, it was just white. Anyway, so this is what made us go, this is creepy. We checked in, and the first couple of hotels we had, like first we went in, the fridge didn't work, so we went on back to the desk and say, hey, the fridge isn't working. They replaced it. Next place we went, the key cards didn't work, so they replaced it. It's like, okay, we're just going to go to the room, make sure everything's fine before we get our stuff and pull it in. So we walk down the hall, and we see two guys just standing in the hall, and I realize, oh, that's a police officer. And the other guy has a walkie-talkie. He's like a normal, are they called civvies? Civilian?
Civvies?
I don't know. Normal civilian clothes. But they have like, he had a walkie-talkie here. And then, what?
Suits.
Anyways.
And they had a bunch of like lines on them with like little lines on the other thing. Because they.
Hamburger. Is it hamburger?
They got stitches.
What ham?
Never mind.
I heard hamburger.
Well, things were happening just now.
So anyways, so we go down and the two police officers are a door away from our door. We go, oh, okay. What the happening?
What? These are shots someone bought for you guys.
Oh, John, that's yours.
John suggested it and it happened.
Why is there milk?
It's probably rum shot.
it's milk.
It's milk?
Because milk is good.
Milk is good for you.
John loves milk.
John, oh, God damn it.
John loves milk.
Milk.
I just get three limes?
No, that you don't know how shots work.
No, he gave me the milk. He gave you the milk. You don't want milk and lime. That curdles it.
I'm going to have milk with the tequila, obviously.
Is this tequila?
It's got to be. Yeah.
I thought tequila was yellow.
Where's our salt? You cheap bitch.
All right, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to eat these limes.
All right, so the backstory is this. Is I, did you just eat a lime?
Yeah.
He just ate his lime.
He put it on a plate for me. I'm not going to eat the salt.
What order are they going in? It's salt, shot, and then
salt,
lime?
Salt, shot, lime. Going to ask you.
Sorry. My bad.
I'm going to put it in the salt shaker.
Oh, God.
Put it in your... Hey, 5 years!
Why do people like it?
So good.
That's good tequila.
That's good tequila.
No, tequila is not good.
Okay, so the backstory of the milk thing is... I post on Facebook, so I'm like, so legit people just, adults just drink a
full glass
of milk.
You didn't eat your lime.
No one eats limes. All right.
I eat limes.
Yeah, they're good. Delicious. Anyways,
limey.
John loves milk.
I'm glad Brexit happened.
All right, just talk, finish your story so I can finish mine. We're like 5%. We're 5% into mine, so go ahead.
About your hotel?
Yeah.
There's 95% of that story left?
It's like the murder rate of the rest of Wisconsin.
So I'm betting only Milwaukee beats it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, go.
Tell why you hate milk.
Drink it like a cat.
What are you doing?
Maybe you're not drinking it right. Maybe that's the problem.
So... I was gonna explain why you don't like milk.
Go for it.
He doesn't like milk.
Oh.
He's like.
Oh no! I was just confused that adults legitimately drink milk because I feel like it's a kid thing. Where I was just confused.
Why? You also eat cereal plain.
I do.
No, don't.
By the way, they now make a Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms combo box, and it's the greatest thing in the world. The Frosted Flakes aren't as good because I think the sugar is more concentrated on the marshmallows, but it's delicious.
They also make cornflakes, which are delicious, and you put milk in it and you eat it. Yeah, cornflakes are delicious.
Whoa.
It's the same girl that said yummy.
What? What?
Wait, you said cornflakes are delicious?
The corn.
What he meant to say is corn's delicious. He dips corn in milk and he just.
No. We already had this conversation. I like boring cereals. I like Cheerios, Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes.
Kix?
Man.
Mother approved.
They're not filling.
Kix?
Kix aren't filling.
They're as filling as every other cereal.
Not Corn Flakes. Not if you do it right.
What about Chex? Do you eat Rice Chex?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Again, not very filling. They're so full of air.
So why don't you eat like a Fiber One and get full?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Eat a heartier breakfast. Like, do you like Wheaties?
No.
What?
I hate wheat.
Does he look like a champion to you, Joseph?
That's the funniest thing in 5 years.
Lacrosse murder.
Okay, lacrosse murder. There's cops. There's,
you okay? You okay? Fine.
There's snitches.
He doesn't like milk. He doesn't like milk. Anyways, so we walk. Okay, so we're walking into the hotel room just to check it, and they're like standing a door away from ours. It's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hi. I'm like, we go in the room. I'm like, what the fuck? I remember, like, what is happening? Why are there police here? And that's when I checked what the crime rate was. He's like, I'm like, oh shit. Well, let's move the car. Like, because we had to bring our suitcases, and we were on the way end of the hotel. So, like, we can park right there. We'll see our car out the window, and there's a back door right here. Great. We go out. The two police are now accompanied by a girl who's walking down the hall, and she has a bag, and she's kind of looking, like, confused. I'm like, and he starts talking to her. I'm like, oh, okay, none of our business. We walk down the hallway back to the car, drive around to the back. We grab our bags. We come in. Now there's a fourth person, a kid who looks like he's in his teens. And they're talking to him, and the
so
old former,
teenager.
Four of them are talking. Yes, teenager, this guy. So okay, well, there's four people in the hallway now. There's a pizza across the parking lot. Let's go get supper. What is that?
What time is it?
like 7 p.m.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's really early for cops to be involved.
Yes. Yeah. It was very daylight out.
You should have told. That's an important part of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks.
The Pizza Hut was open. It was 7 p.m.
The Pizza Hut was open for supper. Whoa.
No, wait. Not the point of that.
So we go.
By the way, you shouldn't. If you see cops and go to a hotel room, the first thing you shouldn't yell out is "What the fuck!" Like that. That
what the fuck are cops doing here,
fuck,
man?
The fuck, man!
Just start packing up your stuff. We gotta go. Be cool.
So, like, anyways, the Pizza Hut's across the parking lot. Let's go get some supper, and like, we'll just go over there, and then we'll eat and come back to the room. We go in the hallway. Now there's like two more kids in the hallway. There's like six people in the hallway. I'm like, I gotta know what's happening. But you can't just go, excuse me, sir. Is this fine? And I'm like, okay, well, fine, whatever. We go, we eat, we come back. There's a third police officer in there, and he's wearing like all black. He's like some sort of vest on, and he has a riot shield. Like a small one. Not a full riot
like
shield.
Like a Captain America shield?
Sort of. Like Captain America shield, like in Infinity War. Right. Like it's like that size. It's like...
Sure.
Like, you know,
comes out of his arm.
Yeah, that's it.
Half of his eye.
So then I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. But the guy is yelling at the girl who we first saw. She's on the ground crying. I'm not laughing at her.
Well, you kind of sound like you are.
and he's like yelling at her. And he's like, why did you do it? He's like, why did you do it? Did he give you money? I don't care if he did, or I just want to know if you did it for money or out of the kindness of your heart. She's like, I did it because you're friends. Okay, you did it because you're friends. All right, I get that. And I'm like, and the girl's just on the floor sobbing. I'm like, and we're walking between them to get to our hotel room. Every time we had to walk between them, and they're kind of like, yep, like backing up.
So, like, what pizza did you get?
I got, we got the dinner box. It's a medium pizza. I'm like, the stuffed crust is only large.
You just... So you got a medium to split? That's
and breadsticks.
Oh, okay.
Was this the beginning of your trip?
Wait, this is the end, the very end.
Okay. So did you get like the flavored crust or regular? Or?
This doesn't matter.
Is it deep?
Like, what was on the pizza?
We had sausage pizza.
Just sausage?
It's
no vegetables. You want to finish off your trip with some healthy?
It's a one topping thing.
What do you mean? What was the deal?
A one topping medium pizza.
It was a one topping medium pizza with breadsticks. Oh, you got it to go?
What the fuck is happening?
We're asking about the pizza.
Why? Because
we clearly knew he would react like that.
There are cops outside our door.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but what pizza did you get?
Well, it's a difference. If you're walking through them with a large, like two large pizzas,
it's a
funnier visual than you walking with a
slice. Did you use one marinara cup or two for the breadsticks?
Well, we only got one.
Were you like eating a slice while you're walking through them?
Jesus Christ.
Did you have leftovers for breakfast, or did you think you were getting continental breakfast?
We didn't, because they said they have coffee.
Oh, and the fridge didn't work.
So. There was no fridge.
Did you give any to the police officer?
What?
Did you give the police officer? Did you offer them some pizza?
I didn't give them shit.
Whoa, now you're anti-police?
Okay, so, but when we were heading back, I forgot to mention this part, when we were heading from the pizza to the hotel door.
See, you would have never known unless we asked.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we were heading there, and then we saw a woman who... must have been living in the hotel. She had one of the doors, the windows wide open with the screen out. And she was, like, just leaning on the windowsill, talking to this group of kids. And then as soon as, like, we kind of glanced through the direction, they saw us look, and they immediately just, like, turned and walked away. I was like, oh, that's probably a drug deal. And the lady just, like, shut her window. And then we saw them just, like, kind of circling a truck in the parking lot that had a trailer. But, like, the truck was... backed up into the corner, and the trailer was in front of it, so like it didn't work for where the hitch was, and there's camping stuff all over it, and they were just sitting on the trailer like these fucking kids. But then we went back to the room, and like I was like, I need to know more about what's happening. I'm like, so I was trying to think of reasons to leave the room and
walk back through them.
Yeah.
Was there a vending machine downstairs you could have gone to?
I don't know.
Ice machine.
I don't. It might have been. I didn't have any drinks with me.
Random
really.
Questions for the front desk.
No. I didn't have any.
But you could have made one up.
I can't even think of one now, a week after it happened.
But you didn't, here's the thing, Scott. You didn't have to ask it. You could have just gone past.
Or I could have just popped to pull a chair and just sat down in the hallway.
Yeah. You could have.
It's your right.
Sounds like that kind of hotel.
So then the next morning, we as we're like packing our bags and stuff up back. Oh, also, this hotel, the bed was about 2 feet off the ground, and it felt like it was made in the 1960s. It was, we got it, I got the bed, and it was creaking, and there was like springs poking you and stuff. It was not a hotel, a good hotel bed.
Yeah, $40.
Yep. So what did you learn?
Hold on, we're putting our stuff back in the car, and this other car just pulls around the building, and she gets out, and she starts yelling, not at the woman I think is a drug dealer, but the window next to it. She starts screaming at this window. She's like, why the fuck, blah, blah. Just like, just screaming. I'm like, this is out of the ordinary. Because then she like just is just like just screaming at this woman, I fuck you, I don't trust, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes in her back seat, pulls out a kid chair. What are they called? Car seat?
Car seat.
She pulls out a car seat and then walks around the hotel and disappears for a few minutes. And then she comes back, and then she just starts screaming at the woman again. She's like, I told you not to fuck with my cousin! And he just called me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa! And then she gets in the car, slams the door, and then goes from like 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds, and just right through the parking lot. I was like, this was worth $40. Just that whole experience. But I had to text John. Is he in here?
Nobody.
He's a bartender. He's fine. Because many years ago, Jason, John, and I drove down to Texas, and we stayed in a Missouri hotel that we always dubbed the Murder Hotel. And I was like, this beats the Murder Hotel. And I explained part of the story to him. He's like, wow.
In the future, you can just spend $25 more and be okay.
Nuh-uh, because the Murder Hotel was like 89 or something. We called it that because okay. Who wants to hear this? What's this guy doing in the road?
Probably just going to a bar.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, he's just waiting for the woman. Okay. We stayed at this one in Missouri, and it was one of those where the doors were on the outside of the building, but you had to go inside to go up the stairs, then outside, and then inside to your room. But it was slanted at probably a good 15-degree angle, so I was afraid we were going to fall off the second floor because it was all slanted. But in the middle of the night, we like shut the door, locked it, and then put the chain lock on it. And we're like, oh, there's a swimming pool outside. That's cool. I want to look at the swimming pool. So I just opened the door a little bit till the chain got taut. And I just pulled it open, and the chain just fell off the door. And I was like, this bolt doesn't work either. So what we did was we just propped a chair up against the door.
Oh, yeah.
And we put an ice bucket on top as our burglar alarm in case I get in.
No, that's
spill
great.
The ice all over the floor. We'd hear it.
I have legit stayed in motels where you put all the furniture in front and you're waiting for anything.
Yeah. And then also in the staircase in the inside part, heading to the outside part to get in your second floor room, there was a chair facing the corner. Like there was like nothing in that area except for the stairs. But there's a chair, almost like a recliner type chair, sitting in the corner facing the wall with a TV on it, and it looked like the chair had been on fire at some point.
Oh.
And also the swimming pool it was closer to the highway than it was to the hotel. And it was basically just the pool and then a big chain link fence around it. And we were expecting to wake up the next morning and like see CSI out there with a body floating in there. That's what we call the Murder Hotel. That was the first day of our trip.
So what you're saying is you're cheap.
That one, all the other places around, we even tried to like stay at like a travel lodge and they're busy. Apparently you're not supposed to get a hotel like the night of and like you're supposed to plan. Where's my list?
I'm supposed to plan.
Alright, I got hotel stays, anniversary, and Yanny Laurel.
Nice. Three things.
Alright, I got 9 more. What is ketchup here? What? I don't know what this means.
Ketchup?
What does electricity kid mean?
Electricity kid?
Electricity kid. Uh-oh. Well, we might skip that.
Thank you, Conrad.
What does ketchup character mean?
What? Ketchup or Kesha?
This is ketchup.
Oh, ketchup character. Not
Catch up.
Electricity for kids. A simple introduction to electricity and electromagnetism.
Is that it?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'd be really bad at stealing kids. Yeah, I don't get it.
Good. I hope so. I hope you are terrible at it.
I don't get it.
You should never get good at that.
Like, I mean, this might get weird, but I really don't understand what pedophiles. I don't get it.
Like, bold stance from Scott.
Like, kids aren't even attractive at all.
Okay, that is not...
Yes, to you.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, what do you do if you kidnap one? You're like, oh, I want to watch a movie? I don't like kids' movies.
Well, please, I'm begging you. This is awful.
Like, I guess video games, but I'm going to beat them at video games.
Yeah, sure.
That's the
upper
it's, we can go.
I don't know.
I don't know what the point is.
Well, that's comforting to know that you don't know what the point is. That's good. You should.
Just so funny that you like you would have such a like ominous stance on like a terrible thing that would have like I don't get it. Like yeah, no one gets it. That's the whole point.
You just don't Google that question. You might end up on a watch list or something.
I probably won't.
Okay, good.
Did you already?
Also, when you say I would just beat kids at video games, as long as you don't just put off in there, you're fine.
Video games off. Oh!
But it's just in video games, so it's okay. I beat off kids in video games. What?
At video games. At? I beat off kids at video games? That doesn't make any sense. That's not grammatically correct.
Like, towards the video game? In the direction of the video game.
Like, why did it have to... Why did that even need to be brought up?
I don't know. I wrote it down.
You.
Should we ask the audience who here understands pedophiles?
Yeah, who's good at
pedophiling?
Stealing kids. Round of applause. Anyone? No. All right.
Hang on, let me get the house lights.
Yes. Strangely, no one's admitted it.
Also, I think if I had to, I think I'd be really bad at drug deals.
Yeah. Oh for sure.
I mean, for instance, I'll make a drink for someone, and I'll like, you want a drink? Sure. I'm like, just try it. And I'm like, let me know if you need anything different. Is it good? Do you need more ice? Like, I'm always worried about a drink where I mix three things together. Can you imagine me going up to someone going, hey, here's a whole stick of cocaine or a block?
We're gonna do an exercise where it's gonna be me and Mike, and you're gonna sell us drugs, and one of us are gonna be a cop, but you don't know who. We're gonna determine who it is, but you have to act like everything's okay.
Okay.
So we gotta determine who's the cop.
Right. Why? No, this is scary. Oh boy, what kind of drugs am I getting? Stop. Selling? What?
Just say the first one's free.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem, though. That's part of the problem. Is I'd be like, oh, I get the drugs to them and go, try. I don't like it, but you might let me know. And then I get so nervous about them, whether the drugs are good enough for them.
Hey, buddy, is this where I buy the drugs?
Yeah, we're here for drugs.
Hey, we're here for the drugs.
Which one? I'm here for the drugs as well.
Which ones?
Oh, I want.
We heard you only do crank, man.
Yeah, man, crank. You got the good stuff.
Oh, which one is that? Which one is crank?
So you crank it up.
I'll Google it for you.
Yeah, I have an earpiece.
Hey, man, what was that? You narc?
Yeah, no, Conrad's my earpiece in the van.
This is a safe house.
I'm talking to my maker.
So God, you're talking to God?
It's crystal meth.
Oh, you're looking for some crystal methamphetamines.
Yeah, man.
Yes, we are. So you sell crystal methamphetamines?
Yeah, I want to buy some.
I mean, I have some old Adderall if you want it. I'm shaking it so you know it's in there. I'm not just making this motion. Want some?
I'm good.
You want any?
I got $50. How many is that?
50?
I got $50. How many do I get?
Oh, how many Adderall? Pills? How many Adderalls? I pour out a small handful. I said, this much? Do you want it in a bag or in my hand?
I want it in your hand, man.
I just put it in my hand. I don't know, a couple of them.
A couple for $50? That seems like a ripoff.
I think
Man, you trying to fuck with me?
Yeah, you fucking with
are
us?
You fucking with us?
Are you fucking with us?
I don't know. I don't know if I am.
I pull out my gun.
Jesus.
Yeah, what?
Just take it. I throw it on the ground. Take it.
Throw it on the ground?
Yeah, I'm not going to deal with guns in a drug deal. Take it. I don't. You're mad at me. Well, I don't want you to...
I'm going to grab my child's car seat. I'm never coming back here again. Swipe.
This is why I'm not good at drug deals. I would get too scared of what.
Who is the cop?
Yeah, who's the cop?
John. Well, John, I feel like John is like overdoing it. Like, hey man, how about some methamphetamines?
That's true.
You'd be a
oh, you were?
Yeah.
I thought you were overdoing it to try to throw me off.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Mm.
Cop wouldn't bring his kid to a drug deal, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just the car seat.
Yeah. He never said there was a kid in there.
Anyways, that's why I think I'd be bad at him. Conrad!
This was a fruitful exercise, yes.
Also, I had to get up at nighttime.
What?
What?
Because drug deals don't happen at 12 o'clock at lunch hour by Jimmy John's.
I think drug deals can happen whenever you want them to happen.
Yeah, I always see the movies at night. And I'm like, I don't want to leave my room, my bed, to make $30. I don't know, is that a lot of money for drugs?
You're not a good drug dealer.
No.
First of all, they don't have posted hours. So like,
yeah, I think it's more like you contact them and you can meet them.
Yeah.
I don't even like texting my parents back. I don't know how I would text people I don't know.
Are your parents
so why
you
don't
for
why
drugs?
Don't you like why don't you like texting your parents back? Do you get awkward about it?
I don't like texting. I don't
why?
Like I don't like
the, Oh, actually I shouldn't ask why. I know.
Why?
You know, you're terrible at texting.
Yes. I'm terrible at messaging in general. You should know this, John. I never respond to anything you say.
Nope.
I thought that was for a different reason.
Why?
You just didn't like John. Conrad.
Conrad! What time is it? Wait. Oh,
game time.
Yeah. It's time for Conrad's Question Corner, where he asks us a question and we answer it. That's how fucking questions work. How do I not have this down?
I'm so angry.
I'm not. I took a nap and it was great. It was great. I did. I was so powered. It was so good.
How long? Like 25 minutes?
2 hours.
No. That's a nap.
Yeah,
that's not a power nap. That's a nap.
that's a full on nap.
It's a big old nap.
That's a big old nap.
It's a super nap. Poop,
that's a super pooper. Nap.
Wait, what is
a power pooper nap?
It was a pooper power nap. That's a different thing. Did you poop?
Did you poop in your nap?
I didn't. I forgot to eat. I forgot to eat supper.
So you didn't eat dinner?
I had a lime.
How do you? I don't get this concept of forgetting meals.
I didn't. I'm not good at time.
But you have a phone and you have a house with
you can eat whatever you're hungry. Like drug dealers don't wait for the drug deal. You don't have to wait for a special time to eat.
Are you gonna eat after this?
Maybe, probably. We'll see.
Yeah, we have food here.
Scott's buying pizza for everybody.
One medium
one
sausage.
To three. One medium sausage with two breadsticks and three sausages.
Free cop.
He said cop, not cop.
A free cop. Anyway,
the whole box costed $10 if you had to ask. What is this? Another milk shot?
God damn it.
Milk wheat. Is this milk wheat?
Why would that be milk wheat in a bottle?
Isn't that a plant? For a guy who hates milk, I would totally drink that, but you're just taking it away from me. What is this? Lake House? I don't get it. That's why I don't like beers. I don't like wheat.
Okay. Slightly malty and lightly hopped.
You don't like weed, he doesn't like milk?
Yeah.
You guys are a good buddy cop.
Oh, milk weed. Sorry.
Conrad.
Okay, what was something?
May as well do the theme song again.
Yeah, right. Alright, what is the question?
What was something from your childhood that, like, influenced you throughout your entire life, like, built, like, contributed to your personality of sorts?
What the fuck?
Oil can.
That was two different people. That's an oil can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was from the comedy show earlier that you don't go to.
I was sleeping!
Oh, well.
Okay, you know, like the movie Inside Out? how like she
never saw it.
John, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how like the girl had like those islands.
She had a wagon.
Your equivalent of that.
The wagon.
Like, it was like a movie or a cartoon or something that stuck with you for your entire life. You kind of like influenced your comedy or whatnot, sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
Your hands apparently are a big thing.
It's from Wizard of Oz? What the fuck is that?
They were all the stand-up comedy show earlier, and
yeah,
John told us.
But I asked the question, was it John's joke?
Yes.
then John has the answer already. Oil can.
Yeah, mine's the same. Oil can.
Okay. I liked. Okay, I'm gonna. I don't know. I hope I don't insult anybody here.
What?
I'm looking at the kind of people that are here. I don't think anyone.
A bunch.
They're the kind of people.
Spoiler alert! It's a bunch of white people. Go.
No! It's not that. So
the kind of people would sit through 45 minutes of this and not leave.
So growing up, I liked Sonic the Hedgehog. Nowadays, Sonic the Hedgehog fans are scary. They scare me.
What does that mean? Like, what happened to them?
Don't deviant off like 10 seconds.
Just type rule 34 Sonic and your brain will just come out.
Type in your name plus the hedgehog into Google.
John
plus hedgehog?
Just John the Hedgehog.
Okay.
And you'll see some weird thing like, I'm a space pirate and I got a big dick. Or whatever.
That's me.
So the thing is, I work at a comic shop once in a while, and there's people that come in and buy tons of comics. And then there's people that come in and just buy Sonic. And not to be mean, but those people that just buy Sonic, I wouldn't trust with my kids. But
still a lot of anime, a lot of animation.
Yeah, they're drawings, John.
Drawings.
Anyways, whatever. But like I grew up playing the games and I loved eating chili dogs.
What?
Sonic loves chili dogs. Sonic loves chili dogs.
Oh, like in the actual game he eats chili
dogs?
No,
in the show, in The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Actually, in the comics, too, he did. He loved chili dogs. And that's when I first ate my first chili dog. I was like, what is this contraption? A hot dog with chili on it? This is the music from the game. Can you know? Did you know it's a Green Hill Zone? Is it Green Hill Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that could count for my childhood. Joey just messaged me. He's right there.
What did he say?
Is he saying wrap it up?
He said, hi, comma, Scott. Just respond back.
Did he write out the word comma?
No, just put it in there. There, now proof. I do text back. Mic drop.
No, that was a message. That was a Facebook message.
The messenger. It's a message.
It's not text.
It's a messenger. It's a message. I said I'm not good at messaging. Emailing.
Someone will send a text.
Mike.
What?
What do you like in your kids? As a house.
Influenced your life.
Yeah, that one.
What?
As from my childhood.
I was a middle child, and we used to play this game. We played lots of games with logs, where we would throw logs at each other. Or one of us would hide in a trash can and put the lid on the trash can, and the other one would hit the trash can with the log. So twice I went to the hospital for head injuries. One's because I got hit in the head with a log being thrown. Another time because I was in the trash can and stood up at the wrong time. At the same time, they were bashing.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I did hit myself in the head once. I hit myself in the head pretty hard once. Is that a
pound? With a log?
No, with a big metal sign pounder.
A sign pounder?
Yeah.
Like one of those things where like you boom,
mm-hmm.
like do
it's
that?
It's like a vertical door breaker.
Yep, a vertical
door. You smashed your head with one?
Well, I was pounding down stakes, like metal poles.
Was it like medium or medium rare?
Fuck you. I was pounding down like metal poles in the ground. And it was, like, taking a long time. So I figured, I understand how science works. Velocity and distance.
Plus density.
Whatever. So, like, instead of, like, just going pound, 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 it was like if I went a whoop-pound, then it'd, like, go down further because it's a bigger force.
Yeah.
When I lifted it, I accidentally lifted, the pole came out of the pounder.
So
when I bring it back down, the edge of the pounder hit the pole, and it just kind of came down on me.
Oh, God.
I was dizzy for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's called a concussion.
Nah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So a giant metal object smashed you in the head and you didn't go to the doctor?
No.
There's a scar like right here.
No, it hit me like right here on
what's
top
that
of the
scar,
head.
Then?
What's
yeah,
scar?
What's this?
What's this?
What's this? There's magic everywhere. What's this?
Why is this happening?
Tim Burton.
I know who it is.
Danny Elfman.
I know who made the show.
The movie.
Yeah. Old people call them shows. It's fine.
No, they call them programs.
No, they call movie shows and then
moving pictures.
A picture show.
A picture show.
Yeah, a picture show. What is the question?
Back in my day, I went to a picture show and used a whole box of Kleenex.
What do you... I used to go to the park and play stickball with my friends.
He's singing Iggy Azalea.
No, I was trying to make a joke about stickball, because that's what they called baseball years ago, I think. And then I was a pitcher, and I threw the ball. Hold on. I threw the ball, and I struck someone out. I did pitch perfect 3. Does that work?
Oh.
I guess that didn't work.
All right, Scott, $5 if you can tell me which country invented basketball. You get 3 guesses.
Ooh. Which country or country?
I don't know how that happens.
Oh, boy. I know this. Australia.
No.
Fuck. Georgia.
No. That's a country?
It is in Russia.
I meant America then. America.
No.
Ooh, fuck. I know they use baskets. Shut up. We learned, but I wasn't good. This, okay, so here's the thing. When I was in high school, nope.
Slowly take my life.
I wasn't good in gym class growing up for obvious reasons. No. But they said, oh, hey, as long as you participate in the sports, you get a grade. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. So then I just get kicked in the face with tennis balls. Or wait,
what do you mean you get kicked in the face with tennis
balls? Soccer balls.
Oh, okay. Well,
kicked in the ear with tennis balls.
You mean football?
No. Oh, which country? I get it. But then I'm like, okay, fine.
That's actually a really good joke.
As long as I participate, I'll get a good grade. Then those sons of bitches go, you know what you don't like, Scott? Sports. I go, you're correct. They go, you know what we're going to make you do? I mean, they didn't say it to me. It was everyone. Like, well, let's have a test on sports. And I go, no. At least math and science are interesting. I don't want to fucking learn where basketball was invented. I know they use peach baskets or some sort of fruit baskets as the fucking peach baskets. And they put it in the things, and I'm like, great, that's all I remember about basketball. And then they go, hey, extra credit for all you fucking assholes. Here's, if you can name all these hockey teams, every hockey team you name, you get a fucking bonus point. I'm like, oh, so the kids that care about hockey, that are doing well because they play hockey and watch hockey and care about hockey, they're already doing great in gym class. They say, you're going to get fucking bonus points because you watch hockey and you remember all the Maple Leafs and the Sharks. That's all I know. And I don't even know if they exist anymore.
Couldn't you say that the same thing about people who aren't good at math to people who are good at math?
Oh, yeah.
But that's the thing, though. That's the whole class. What?
What's your third country?
South Africa.
You sound like an angry cat.
We reached the dark place of you.
Where is it then, John?
Canada.
That doesn't make sense.
Hold the phone, fucker.
Whoa. Wait, it's kind of...
I just Googled it, and it was actually... Yeah, it came up in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, you look right!
Years. Scott's right.
Question number, answer number 2, I got right.
He's uncapping the salt. As a victory speech, he spilled salt all over himself.
That's right, if you just do this.
Why don't you just do...
Now my hand's all dry.
What was it she said? Because you can't come.
Probably because her hand's all dry.
I don't...
Because you're in lacrosse.
Here's the problem with this part of the show. Is John... We usually end on a big laughy note.
Yeah,
I know.
I know John wants to be the one that makes that laugh. So he'll just go. He'll just shoot out.
John usually decides when the show is done.
Yeah, so he's trying to make.
But often we'll decide when on a joke for him.
Yeah, he'll land on a joke for him.
That's not always true. Anybody can end.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Show.
Last month when you weren't here.
That's true. I think it went extra long though, because neither of us ended the show.
No, we couldn't. We didn't know how.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know it's time to end the show. But I feel like
ask him another sports question.
All right, double or nothing.
I don't gamble.
What city did the Los Angeles Lakers start in? Actually, not even the city. The state.
Ooh. Here's the thing, though. The Lakers or the Los Angeles Lakers? Because if it's the Los Angeles Lakers, it would have been Los Angeles. But if it's like the Lakers and they were from like Detroit
Lakers.
You're
just overthinking.
And they moved. No. I'm not overthinking it. Because if you said, oh, hey, Comedy City De Pere, where was that? Where did Comedy City De Pere, what city did they first show up in?
And I'd be like, why are you mumbling?
It would be De Pere, but Comedy City was in Green Bay.
Okay.
You said Los Angeles Lakers.
Currently the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
What state that is not California did that team originate?
The Lakers.
Yes.
I want to say Minnesota.
Holy shit.
Like season 5, bitch.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.